Attorneys for the group that filed the suit, Wisconsin Family Action, released a statement saying they're disappointed in the court's decision and plan to refile the suit in circuit court. The statement says the group still believes the registry violates the state's ban on gay marriage because it offers legal protections to same-sex couples. Katie Ballinger of the gay rights group Fair Wisconsin says the court made the right decision, and Fair is ready to defend the registry when the suit is brought again.
We are very confident that this legislation is absolutely constitutional, and we are prepared to do whatever it takes to make sure that the legislation is vigorously defended in whichever court of law the next challenge comes up.
Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has refused to defend the state program from the suit, because he believes it does violate the gay marriage ban. 1,200 gay couples have signed up on the registry since it passed as part of the state budget this summer. Their registration grants them an array of more than 40 legal rights, including hospital visitation, inheritance, and use of the state's Family Medical Leave Act to care for an ill or dying partner. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.